listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. As the final votes are counted, Anthony Albanese has officially been sworn in as our new PM. At the moment, the Australian Electoral Commission tally room does have the Labor Party with the 76 seats it needs to secure the majority. It hasn't been made official just yet, but Mr. Albanese says he's pretty confident.
At this stage, that looks most likely, but of course counting continues. But my expectation is that we have a majority in the Labor caucus.
He has been talking, though, with members of the crossbench. They've all promised not to support any no-confidence motions against the government. The PM is currently en route to Japan, where he and new Foreign Minister Penny Wong are set to meet with world leaders. That includes US President Joe Biden, who's spoken ahead of the Quad Summit.
Tomorrow, we're going to meet with our fellow Quad partners, Australia and India, for our fourth leaders' summit. Quad is showing the world that cooperation among democracies can get big things done to keep driving our positive vision for the future of the Indo-Pacific region.
While the leader of the Nationals is promising a hardline approach on the coalition's first day in opposition, the Nats held on to all of their seats, also picking up another in the Senate. Barnaby Joyce using a Star Wars reference to explain why his party did so well.
When we are in our seats, we believe that we are overwhelmingly the last hope Obi-Wan Kenobi for the people who are doing it tough.
And Coles has taken another step to protect our environment, now using plastic from waterways to make reusable shopping bags. Listener.